Hello, 243.
Looks like your follower's not too far behind. I'll go ahead and put you in drop-off only for a little while. And I hear the supervisor's following you.
Yeah, she is. So I am not even comfortable with how this guy is even positioned in the bus. I don't know if the supervisor told you, but he's not even in the wheelchair and he's taking up all the seats. I'm really afraid that he's going to fall, and I don't need that.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. That's definitely frustrating. Well, it sounds like we've done everything we can do. What does the supervisor say?
Yeah, she just asked him where he was going, and he said McLaughlin. She told him to behave himself, and she just said that she was going to follow me. So I understand we did what we could do, but I just don't want him to fall and it kind of be like my fault or whatnot. But I just wanted to put it out there that he's sitting that way, and I'm driving as careful as I can.
All right. Well, it would not be your fault if he fell. Everything's been documented about what we've, what you've been through with this guy, and if he's choosing to sit that way, then that's on him, and we know you've been doing everything you can. If he gets too worked up and you're not able to continue safely because of his behaviors, just pull it over with your hazards, and we'll get the supervisor right up there.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You're welcome. You're doing good. Just hang in there. Hopefully he does get off at Hawthorne.
Copy that. Hopefully so. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. 512.